say that a writer is just another form of a thief. 'Cause I'm catching the words as they fall from your lips, and I'm sticking them in my pocket for
just want to cheer. That was so beautiful. And that was Holly McGarry live here in the 88.5 KRFY studios singing one of your older songs, Let the Light In, but one of my favorites. It's always going to be that way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful, Holly. And you're here because you're visiting from back east where you pretty much live now, but this is your hometown.
Yes, it always will be home.
And it's so nice that you'd stopped into the studio today to share a bit about your music and what you're doing as a band. Mm-hmm. You know, you started out when you're just kind of a wee thing, as the Irish would say, here in Sandpoint, playing music. And I remember those first few times playing at Perky Mama's and Doug making you get up on stage and singing Blackbird. But here you are. Thanks again for coming in. And the last time you stopped in, you were with the Honeysuckle guys, and that's Chris Blanayars and Ben Burns. But you're here by yourself today, so this is really kind of fun.
Yeah, it's and scary.
It's scary. Oh, don't be scared. You know me. but you're here to visit your family and friends, but you're also playing tomorrow night at McDuff's.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And that will be 6:30 to 9:30, just to let everyone know. You get to hear Holly here today at 88.5 KRFY, but tomorrow night at McDuff's. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're not you're here by yourself, of course, to visit family, but you're not with the band Honeysuckle because they've been doing a whole bunch of other things, too.
Yeah, they keep busy. They're multi-instrumentalists. They've been on tour with Quinn Sullivan, this, like, blues rock prodigy. So they're playing drums and keys and getting some of their angst out on those instruments, I guess.
And all over Europe is what I am led to believe.
Yeah, in Germany. They're doing a tour of the East Coast right now, which is why I figured I had the time off. So why not come home and hang out for a little bit?
And let's just look a little bit at last year. I think you were here in August. And since then, and even before then, I remember at that time you said you were going to get a booking agent.
Yeah.
And how has that changed? Are you doing more shows? Are you on the road quite a bit?
Yeah, we are on the road a lot more. And we've got a lot more festivals than we've done in the past. It's taken a huge weight off my shoulders because when I was booking, it would take, like months of effort to get 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And then, you know, we'd have a couple months off and then do that again. But with their help, it can be a lot more continuous, which is good. So, yeah, we just toured down to Florida and back up. We got back to Boston on the 17th, and I just flew in yesterday. So it's been good. It's been busy.
How is life on the road for a working band these days? Because it's different than years ago.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I don't have much to compare to, I guess, but personally. But yeah, we have fun. You know, we're all friends still. Believe it or not, there are some bands that tour and they aren't, and that's got to be a nightmare. But yeah, we have fun. We meet all kinds of really kind people on the road and other great bands. And we got to tour down south when the weather was a lot better.
Get out of Boston.
Yeah, it's a little gray. I like Boston, but it's a little gray.
It's winter. And when you're on the some of these tours that take you down the coast of New England coast and down into Florida, are they big venues or a mix?
Definitely a mix. It partially depends on, you know, if we're opening for someone or, you know, we're not playing huge places in Boston, but, you know, we can sell out decent-sized places there. But then the further south we go, the more we're sort of, you know, taking what we can get. Although we did play a festival called Word of South in Tallahassee, Florida. So that was nice, and that was a nice venue.
So is the idea of playing at festivals kind of the carrot that moves you forward? Is that a lot of fun? Mm. And what about festivals is so much fun?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of variety in them, but I would say that, you know, you can tell the good festivals because they're the festivals where the bands, instead of just coming in for their set and leaving, they want to, like, camp and stay for the weekend, you know, and see other people's sets. And we've got a lot of friends who are touring, and they end up at the same festivals, and so it's just, that's super fun, and sometimes that's the only way to see some of those musical friends is if you just happen to, you know, intersect in these places where you can play music together and have fun together. And yeah, it's just great. They just take really nice care of you, at a lot of the festivals.
Good food in the green room.
Yeah, or food at all. Sometimes, you know, there's no food. So,
thinking about the festivals and being a band that is touring quite a bit now, it's the music that has pulled you into this life, but it's also, to be in this life, you need to make money at it and have some revenue coming in. Are the festivals more lucrative than small venues?
Yes, and you don't have as much pressure for ticket sales. You know, I would say us as the smaller band, they're assuming that, you know, let's say We've never been on a festival with Madonna, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, if she was the headliner, people are buying tickets for Madonna, so there's less pressure as you go down the list for advertising and things like that. You've got a guarantee, you're not getting like a percent, so as opposed to the clubs where you've really got to work, you know, putting out press and things like that to try to get people to come out, because what you make is dependent 100% upon, you know, the turnout that just you get. You don't have other groups to kind of rely on and hope that somebody wanders by your stage or something, you know. So, yeah, it's just a little different that way. Yeah.
What are some of the bigger bands that have been headliners at some of these festivals?
In Tallahassee, Blind Pilot was on the bill, and that's a band that I really like. And when I played in Harold's, we played a lot of their songs, so that was kind of, that was very nostalgic feeling. Yeah, we've got some bigger festivals coming up later in the summer where, like, Jack Johnson and the Decembrists will be on the bill. So festivals that it's so exciting to be on playing because I probably would have gone as just a person otherwise. So it's like, oh, bonus. We get paid to be there.
Right. Well, that's the good news. It would be great to hear another song, and then I'd like to switch over to kind of musically what you're working on now and what's coming up. And you did mention a whole summer full of tours. If you go to the website, Honeysuckle, you can look at currently what's filled in, but it's going to get more filled in as time goes on, since you have a booking agent. But it'd be great to hear another song, because that is so nice to hear your voice and to hear you playing music right now. So
Thank you.
Tell us what it is and where it came from.
Sure. This is a new song called Windstorm. We haven't really worked at it with the band yet, but I was hiking and it was very, very windy. Everybody was getting kind of blown around and knocked down, and I just had one of those, maybe it was a mental breakdown, but I was just sort of like, yes, more. I just was, I don't know, enjoying it in some sick way. Anyway, I got home and I wrote this.
I miss you. What else is there to say? Whose faces are you gazing into? Whose love would you like to save? Do you miss me? Do you think of me at all? Did I change you for the better? Did I change you at all? 'Cause who I was is in who I am today. Is it you I have to thank, or is it you I have to hate? And I'm still trying to figure it out. Reflection of the choices that we make and the people that came before, the lessons that they gave, and you can follow the tracks that they laid down, and you can go off into the void to see what it's about. And there's a wisdom when it's all stripped away. There's a message in the silence that you may not get today. Hey. Ooh. And I'm a windstorm. You can't break me down. I'm a windstorm. Resistance as I'm coming to the end, when I've drunk up the whole bottle and my head begins to spin, and there are pictures nailed out against the wall, but my heart is an earthquake daring them to fall. And I would shatter, oh, I would burn the whole place down. I guess I understand now. You hated this old town. And I'm a windstorm. You can't break me down.
down.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
More windstorms inspiring your awesome songwriting. And, you know, there's an element of jazziness to your voice in that one. It was just really fun to hear.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Absolutely gorgeous, Holly.
Thank you.
And so that's a new song, and it's not out yet.
No, yeah, not. We're just beginning to tinker with that one.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to back up a little bit to touring, and this is kind of a silly question, but yeah. I think in the past I always knew that you had this, and maybe I'm wrong, but a semi-dream of having a really cool Volkswagen van to tour in.
Oh, it's still the dream.
It is still the dream. I was thinking maybe because Volkswagens always break down, instead of a Volkswagen, you could dream about a Sprinter van, like one of the new cool Sprinter vans.
Whenever they drive by, we're all just like, oh, someday, maybe.
Keep working at it. What does it take? What does it take? You know, nowadays there's a lot of music out there. I think Honeysuckle, and I don't just think it, I know Honeysuckle has a very unique sound, and anyone who hears your music is going to like your band. I can't believe anyone wouldn't. And you have to stand out a little bit in this new music world, I call it, because there's so much music appropriately right now. We need as much music as possible.
Yeah.
And it's really fun and exciting to hear all the different music. You hear it on the road. Mm-hmm. You go to some of these bigger festivals. Do you ever get feedback from, well, I'm sure you haven't done a festival yet. You did a festival with Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings.
No. Oh, yes, we did. Yeah.
Is she still
we did,
like, one of
Newport
your heroes?
Folk Fest. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny because I, on stage sometimes I say, like, if I could just meet Gillian Welsh, because we cover some of her songs, and then the guys are like, Holly, you did meet Gillian Welsh. I think the moment was so powerfully, unbelievably amazing that I literally blacked out because I remember, like, how dazzling David Rawlings' teeth were and his smile, just like, and it just, like, I don't even know. I might have just been drooling standing there. I don't really know what happened, but
maybe it's best not to remember.
I remember her. I shook her hand. And it was very delicate. I remember that. Hopefully, I didn't say that out loud. I don't know what
your
happened.
Your handshake is very delicate, Gillian. I love your music, Gillian.
Yeah.
Well,
get
that's
security.
But when you are at some of these festivals, do you get feedback from some of the other bands that might be hearing you? Because they do like to listen to, even if you're not the top billing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Not a lot. If it's like friend bands, a lot of times we're just trying to, like, support each other, you know, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's not a lie, but sometimes you just need that little extra, like, that was a great set kind of thing, because it's easy to get, like, shaken, especially if you're playing something with the bands that you like, because you're like, oh, man, should I even be here? You know, whatever, I missed that note, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, somebody comes up and who is also me. Not that it doesn't matter coming from just, like, a stranger, but it means a little bit more coming from another musician that they're like, that was awesome. That was solid. You know, whatever it is, it just feels good.
Right. Well, I can just say right now, yes, you should be there. And you have a whole bunch of great festivals coming up, it looks like, this summer. Anyone in particular you're looking forward to?
Mountain Jam, which I hadn't heard of before. It sounds really exciting. And that's the one that Jack Johnson and John Craigie, Alt-J, Father John Misty, all kinds of bands. It's all our favorite bands are just, like, squished into one festival that we somehow, you know, it's like we stowed away. And
because it's mountains, it's here in Sandpoint. Is that it?
It's in, I wish that it was in Sandpoint. I think it's in upstate New York somewhere, Hunter, New York.
Mm-hmm. But they do have mountains there, too. So,
yeah.
Well, that will be fun and look forward to it. So let's move a little bit over towards, you just played a song, Windstorm. Mm-hmm. And that probably will end up on a CD or an album.
I think so. Yeah, we'll see.
I hope so.
We're just starting the process now.
And so starting the process, what is that? What does that look like?
For us, it just sort of means, like, bringing to the group what we have. Chris and I have co-written a couple things for this record. Chris has songs. I've got songs. I'm not sure. I'm assuming Ben has songs. But yeah, so we're just kind of, Chris and I have started making some demos and then just trying to get some practices on the schedule and hopefully start recording in earnest in the fall. That's the plan.
Okay, well, that makes sense, and we'll look forward to a Christmas album of some sort. And you're thinking maybe you'd get back to Sandpoint in November, but no promises.
I'm hoping, yeah. It would be really, I mean, I like coming home, obviously, but I really like coming home with the guys if I can. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think one of the things that really strikes me when it's the whole band, Honeysuckle, is the way you work together vocally. And even rhythmically, you just are really in tune with each other, which is so fun to hear. Mm-hmm. And the songs are always great.
Oh, thank you.
So we'd love to hear another song.
Sure. This is the newest one that I have. I think it's called Firestarter, but we'll see.
Is this a debut of this song publicly?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
So we'll see how it goes.
Firestarter.
I've been singing for my supper for so long. It's been 10 years now, sang my songs for kings and clowns, and now I'm going home again. The summers here are fine, but I've been drinking all the time, and I'm going straight. Dressed a tempting mistress alone in the night. I was a coward way back then, but now I'm here again. I tell you I won't give in. I finally found the time to look you squarely in the eyes and tell you you've wronged. Words I just weak and faltered, a fool with a gambling problem. How much was my dreams? I can walk the sands of my life all on my own. I know just what I did, and now I've made my bed, oh, I'm gonna lie in it. I quit my drinking wine, on stage they're crying in the lights and praying I'll make it. Am I a saintly martyr, or am I a fire? Is it all inside of me? Who knows just what they're supposed to be? My worst just gets the best of me.
We do have a little audience here. Let's clap. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Sorry for my tuning on that one.
So nice. Thank you so much for playing that. We'll go over a few more things. You know, many of us here in Sandpoint watched you find your beautiful voice and crafted your heartfelt songs when you were just in high school. Mm. And now it seems that you are solidly on your way with your band Honeysuckle, and even as a solo artist. You know, you stayed the course, Holly. You worked hard. You went to the Berklee School of music in Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, you really got yourself here. So I think congratulations is in order.
Oh, well.
You got where you wanted to go. And, you know, professional musicians have to have some kind of a dream that they follow. And I think you followed your dream. And so the only other question I have is, what else do you dream about?
Oh, well, that's a big question. But yeah, I feel very fortunate. I feel very swept up in it at the moment, in the present at the moment, which I think is good. You know, it's one of those unbelievable things where this summer and this year really in general is the first time where I've really been like, oh, like this could actually, I mean, it was crazy, but maybe, maybe we could make a living off of this for at least a little while. So yeah, I'm in the present a lot, and just kind of hoping for more of the same for right now. You know, it's, I think more than anything, you know, once you've got something that you believe in, you know, art-wise, project-wise, I think it just turns into an endurance race. You know, the bands that can stay together for 10 years are the ones that make that next ladder rung, as it were. It seems to me, of course, you know, sometimes people get those lucky breaks and things, but so, you know, a goal is to keep us and myself, you know, on track and just sustain that long, I guess is a big one. And, you know, just trying to get, it's hard to stay healthy on the road, I'll say that. You know, we're lucky that our mental emotional health is good because we're strong friends, you know, we can talk to each other, and, you know, all the other bands that we are friends with on the road, they also, you know, we kind of have the same mindset. You know, we like to have fun, but everybody is very responsible and serious about their art. And so it's keeping that up, but involving like more physical health. You know, it's hard when you're sitting in the car, if you don't want to take the extra time to go to a grocery store and get those healthy snacks, it can be a real, that can be tough. So
the potato chips are calling instead,
but yes,
not necessarily the best thing.
Yeah.
So it sounds like endurance as a band and staying healthy and just keeping your wits about you, but continuing playing lots of music.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the goal at the moment. Yeah. And who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what'll happen.
We're here talking with Holly McGarry, really local at one point in time, original Sandpoint musician who now resides in the East, and talking about life on the road, her music. She's in a band called Honeysuckle. We'll be playing tomorrow night at McDuff's Beer Hall from 6:30 to 7:30. And I know a lot of people will be there because we don't get a chance to hear one of our favorites very often. So you have a new album coming up.
Yes. And we have, I think, a new album since we were here last called Catacombs. I'm pretty sure it's new since the last time.
Yeah, I'm not sure we have it in our system here, but we'll have to get one and make sure we do put it in. I think last time you were here, you were showcasing some of the songs that were going to be on it, and we did hear some of those. So, Holly, I just really want to thank you for being here and once again sharing your music, and I just hope that every time you come to Sandpoint, we're blessed with your presence here at KRFY. Oh, well,
I love coming on the show, and I appreciate what you guys are doing here. So thank you for having me.
So why don't you take us out with another one of your songs and tell us a little bit about it. And again, this is Holly McGarry, original Sandpoint person, and here she is.
Thank you. This one I think is called Time. Again, it's just a very, very rough one. I don't know what to say much about it. Just kind of similar themes that I read about. Just keep spilling out.
How could I ever express to you how I felt as you walked across my yard that night? And how could I ever explain how much you meant and just how much you have taken? I'll count it out upon my fingertips. I trusted you, but you let me slip. Time, time is cruel, time is unkind to folks like me and you. Oh, time, time is cruel, time is unkind to fools like me and you. Nights I lay in my awakening, so I thought maybe a game you were playing with others' words dancing through my head. I was taking form. What I needed was a friend. Oh, how I fell straight into your hands, a coward then in the shape of a man. Time, time is cruel, time is unkind to folks like me and you. Oh, time, time is cruel, time is unkind to fools like me and you. I was mistaken. Oh, I remember me stepping back from a life that wasn't mine for the taking. Time, time is cruel, time is unkind to folks like me and you. Oh, time, time is cruel, time is unkind to fools like me and you.
I just have to say that was beautiful again. And thank you, Holly McGarry, and playing tomorrow night at McDuff's Brew Hall, 6:30 to 9:30. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to go out now with a real song from a recorded song, Red Molly, Walk Beside Me. Mm. Have a good day.